Have you ever come across a pothole in the city? We know the answer to that. When you see one, use the GoCOS app to report it so our crews can fix it as fast as possible. Download the free app today.
I'm Jen Schrader, and this is Behind the Springs, conversations with the people working for you in Colorado Springs, Olympic City, USA. Hello, everyone. We have a lot of great news to share out of our Public Works Department this month. I'm really excited to get to it, and Mayor Yemi is here to help me do that. Mayor, thank you, as always, for your time on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. And it's weird. I just feel like this urge to, like, shake your hands.
Hello. It's good to see you again.
I know. Yes. It's been a little while.
It has been a little while.
And honestly, we have a lot of good news to share. We've had a lot happen since the last time you were on the podcast.
We have had a lot happen.
Most notably, this giant winter storm that we just had.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Biggest storm of the season.
It was a big one. 2 feet of snow is what the weather...
Right.
National Weather Service is saying.
Depending on where you were, everybody got a lot.
How many inches did you get?
I would say probably around like 18 inches at my house. How about you?
I live in the more historic part of town. We got about 20. More on Friday than Thursday.
It was hard to tell, too, because it was so wet. It was like that wet, heavy snow, and it melted. And so it was hard to... I didn't get the yardstick out or anything either, so I might be lowballing it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't either, but that's what I heard.
That's what you heard was your total.
It was fun shoveling that snow.
Right.
Yes, in my suit and tie.
Yes, we had video of you. If you haven't seen Mayor's video on social media, check that out of you shoveling. Everybody did a lot of shoveling.
Yes,
but speaking of responding to the storm, let's talk about our crews and the work that they did, because they were working a lot.
I'm really proud of our team. As Jen, you know, one of the core essential functions of government and it's public infrastructure and public works. You know, we talk about public safety, our public parks, and public works. So this is where we show up. This is where we come in. And our team shined to Corey and the many public servants who were there working around the clock. I see you and I thank you. I believe we had about 100 plow operators at the beginning of the storm. We had about 51 plows deployed.
And then they just worked 12-hour shifts continuously.
They worked 12-hour shift. And I think, let's see, what was the number? We had some data on the number of, let me see if I can find it. This is actually significant that we did this. Okay, so within those 3 days, there were almost 30,000 miles driven, and it cost the city about $350,000.
Wow. Yeah. What an impactful storm.
It was an impactful. And I heard from so many residents who expressed gratitude that the roads were clear, they were able to drive safely, and to all the residents that stayed home to make it possible for our folks to do their job. I also want to thank
I mean, that's so important. Space. You know, when everything closes down, it's for a reason. They get everything cleared and then we're safe to go at the end.
Exactly.
Now, those same folks, men and women that are plow operators, I think some people do not realize, are now putting on their second hat as our pothole folks that are repairing our potholes, which, as we know, when we get this freeze-thaw cycle going, this is that time of year.
Yep.
And this is that time of year where we see a lot of potholes.
It's part of living in North America. It's part of living also in a cold, cold climate. So yes, the freeze, warm, the thawing, and then you have cracks and potholes. And so we take that pretty seriously, and we depend. So we drive around, we monitor it, but most of the time we actually depend on our residents reporting potholes that are near their homes or and route to work. And so please keep those coming. The GoCOS app is a incredible tool to do so. But in terms of the...
Yeah, pothole numbers. People are always interested to know.
Why don't you do the honors?
Give some numbers. Okay, drum roll. Okay, so we are 80 days into 2024, which is hard to believe. We have received 1,255 requests, and we have
filled 17,464 potholes. So just in the last 6 weeks, we've had 831 requests and we filled over 12,000 potholes. So those requests do help us. However, we are also aware of a lot of those potholes and are proactively out there filling them. Our crews are.
Exactly.
So they literally switch from one to the other. And this springtime season is that season when they're going from snow to potholes to back and forth. So
it is I call the season springster.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of this, is it winter? Is it springs? Don't know, but it's, I'm calling it springster.
It's Colorado. Just wait a minute.
It is Colorado. So I don't think we're in the clear yet.
Right.
I expect to see maybe another snow dump and another warm temperatures. And so we expect to see more potholes, but even more so is that please expect your city to be on top of them.
And the nice thing about the app is when you say you see a pothole, and I've done it myself, when you report a pothole, then they are able to get back to you when that is filled.
Yes.
And you know when it's been resolved. So that's kind of nice to know.
My wife loves that app.
Oh, does she?
Yeah,
does she?
Yeah,
she's Abby. Reporting all these potholes.
She might be some of the people reporting it. Yeah, so please use the app, and I believe they can go on the website too.
Yes,
And report it, and then there's a number too they can call to report.
I think it's 385 Road.
I think you're right.
Yes.
Let's
so
check you out. I'm looking at my notes to find that.
Oh, it's okay. I just think we want to have as many ways as possible because we aren't just saying it. We really need people's eyes to help us out and locate
and
all
multiple
those
ways of reporting also increase accessibility and approachability for our residents because not everyone is comfortable using
the app.
So we want to make sure that we have other opportunities for people to report those potholes.
Yes, good point.
So report those potholes.
Do it. We need you. Okay, so some other road-related news I want you to help me share is about 2C.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who don't know, 2C road improvements, that is a plan, voter-approved sales tax, serving as our main source for rebuilding and improving conditions of our roadway infrastructure in Colorado Springs. So since 2C started, the number of roads in good condition has nearly doubled. That's because we had a major deficit going in.
Right.
And if you lived here like I did, you felt that deficit.
Oh, I remember those days.
Do you remember that? Yes.
Those days.
You knew it wasn't as good as it is now.
Right.
So I want to emphasize to people the reason it is as good as it is now is 2C.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And I know there are residents out there that may not feel that way, and that's
that it's as good as it should be, right?
Yeah, I mean, and the team knows at the city that I live in a tension of two realities. Two things can be true at the same time, and what that is that we've come a long way. Things are better today than they has been in the past, and we still have a ways to go. Those things are true. We've come a long way in our road maintenance program and able to our ability now to not only fill those potholes, but to repave roads and sidewalks and gutters and curbs. We've come a long way. We've been focusing on primary and secondary roads. About 1,600 lane mile roads that we've paved, and we still have a long way to go. And I'm excited to mention that we have officially launched the next 2C campaign. We're calling it 2C3.
Because this would be the third time that we're renewing.
Time. Okay. Yeah, we've been at this for 8 years now, Jen, and credit to Mayor John Southers and the city team and our residents for voting yes on this very important initiative we have. We've proven that it works and it will continue to work. For this third iteration, I'm pleased to report that we'll be bringing it in closer to the neighborhoods.
Okay.
So people will be seeing it actually, some of the road improvements close to their homes, sometimes if not in front of their homes. So I'm excited we're bringing this this effort to close to people's homes.
And I was just talking to, I was hearing from our head of our streets division, and he was talking about, bad roads, thinking it the analogy of sort of like a sickness. And potholes is almost like the Band-Aid, like a temporary fix.
Yes.
And the paving is curing the illness.
Bingo.
So really, if we hesitate on 2C or we're not able to extend it, we really are going to get back to where we were before, most likely, in terms of funding and being able to repair our roads because we won't be able to cure.
No, that's actually well said. And then,
when will people be able to vote on that?
I think this November.
Okay,
it's going to be in November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th. Make sure you vote.
Okay.
Make sure your voice is heard. So expect to see more information in the weeks and months to come on 2C. And a lot of the campaign this year will be focused on what we've done. And do you want to talk about what we're tomorrow? We're about to release.
Sure, yeah.
We're about to release something. Can you and your team, the communications team, have been working hard on this? So do the honors.
Well, we're doing a new website, right, for people, and I think, like you said, it's really to educate people so that they know what they're voting for,
right?
What their money's going towards. So coloradosprings.gov/2C. And then there's also this thing, kind of a visual interactive tool,
right,
that is really fun that mm-hmm. shows you before and afters, because it's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to see it. Mm-hmm. So to see the results of the before and after of some of our bigger projects and even our residential projects are really exciting to see the difference it makes in people's lives. Like you said, right out in front of their home,
right,
or the roads they're driving every day to or from home or work. So that's a fun tool.
Yeah.
And we encourage people to check it out.
Check it out. Story map tells a story. I guess that's what story maps are.
Right.
So we want to tell the story about road improvement and expect that to be released tomorrow. It's actually a really cool feature. I encourage people to check it out. And if anybody has any question about 2C, the history, what we've done, where we're going, this is a great landing page to start. And I believe you said it, coloradosprings.gov/2C.
Well, and the other thing that's always been on there and is still on there are the paving lists. And
right.
So every year you can see, is that street I've been wondering about on the paving list, when will it be on?
Right.
And people like to keep track that way. So
absolutely,
that's a nice tool.
It is a nice tool. So we're excited. We're kicking off the campaign. I have a team of great leaders behind it. Most of them are community leaders. The former mayor is also on that team. So this is just a nice collaboration of the past, current, and future. And so I'm eagerly excited.
I should mention that all this road work does mean all this road work. So be patient out there. And it's going to, that's as close as I get to
singing.
Sound
like
yes.
You were singing.
But it definitely means we're asking once again, as we head into spring
yes.
and summer, please slow down around our cone zones. We love our people that are working
absolutely.
On our roads. They are people who want to go home to their families every mm-hmm. night. So please drive carefully and please be patient. And we encourage people to use the Waze app to get around the city and around some of those cone zones. And again, that paving list can help you out. The website can help you out to
absolutely.
Know what to look for.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that covers, good news from Public Works.
It is good news from Public Works.
Anything else you have to
share? No, that's, I'm really glad we really focused on Public Works, because again, we have three core functions, direct services we provide: public safety, and public parks, and public works. So it's really important for us to spend time talking about this. And that's not the only thing we do, Jen. We have a number of indirect services, too, that we provide and in the areas of community development and planning and other core services that that we take seriously. And we're excited to provide that helps advance human flourishing and improve our quality of life.
Well, and I feel like public works also overlaps into public safety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm not driving on a road that's well paved and well maintained, that's not safe
exactly.
for anyone. So, that's really both.
They're all connected.
Yeah. So are we good? Anything else you want to share with listeners?
A couple of things just to conclude our podcast today.
Yes.
So shifting gears, we've been talking about public works.
Yeah.
As you know, this month is Women's History Month, and I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the women in historically past, present, and I think of future, even my daughter, mm-hmm. Our future heroes of our community. And Jen, we were talking about this before the podcast officially started, that Colorado Springs actually has a rich history of women really influencing this community and who have helped elevate our city and taken it to new heights. We were just talking about Julie Penrose before the show started, and I also, a couple of women that I want to mention is Julia Archibald Holmes in 1958 was the first woman on record to summit Pikes Peak, and the black female entrepreneur that many of us know, Fannie Mae Duncan, who founded the jazz club, the Cotton Club, and really had and welcomed some just some incredible greats like Louis Armstrong and Drake Hamilton. And so the list goes on, but I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge our city council members like Yolanda Avila, Lynette Iverson, Nancy Henjum, who are just providing great leadership to the districts and to the city. And I'm proud of their work, and I'm proud to collaborate with them. And I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the many women in city government, city admin, who are leading department. The number of women that actually lead in departments and in our organization, making things happen. This work cannot be done without them. And finally, to the women in my life, Abby Mobilade, the First Lady, I want to also thank her for her just love of me, my family, but even the city and all the work that she is also doing in the mental health space, in addition to having her own job, helping out with the business, and the primary caregiver for our kids.
Are you going to launch into the monologue from the Barbie movie? Because that's what you're doing. And yeah. I love you for it. It's so good. No, it's...
I was going to say, she's a badass. I don't know if that's okay to say.
We might have to bleep that out, but that's okay. People will understand what you mean. And she is. And so many women are. And
so many women.
Yeah. What we're lucky is, I mean, as a woman, I would say, to have those people to look up to from the past, but also right around you.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, to look up to, but also just supporting you. And it's wonderful.
I actually got to talk about my mom yesterday at a group that I spoke to, about 120 community members, moms and sons. It's this local chapter of a national organization. It's 53 chapters across the U.S. It's a leadership development program for high schoolers,
school
boys. And it's in collaboration with their moms. So about 120 people.
I've heard of it. Yes.
At Rampart High School.
Wonderful.
Unbelievable setting. I was honored to speak with them. But to be able to talk about my mom, as I look around the room and these moms who are raising the next generation of leaders, and knowing that I wouldn't be where I'm at today without my mom. Women rock. That's a point I'm trying to make.
And everyone, I did not tell him to say any of that.
No, he did. She didn't. That was all on me.
But thank you.
I do want to end our time with...
Okay, a timer?
This timer is not for Jen and not to tell her to stop talking. This timer actually it says 11:25, and it's how many days I have left in my administration.
Oh,
I received this as a gift.
Oh, it's a countdown?
It's a countdown clock.
Oh, my gosh.
I attended a Harvard Bloomberg program back in December for new mayors. There were 30 of us, hand-selected, honored to be there with some other new mayors across the country, mayor of Nashville and Memphis and Chicago and, you know, Arvada, Colorado, and just some great mayors. And 2 months after the program, we received this box.
Wow.
And I opened this box. It's not what I was expecting. This was a gift. It was a countdown clock. And by it...
It was set?
It was already set. So it says for every one of us.
It gives you seconds.
Hours. And then by it, it says, make every day count.
That is awesome.
The clock is ticking.
Do you keep that on your desk?
I do.
Yeah.
The clock is ticking. There's a Latin phrase called tempus fugi. That you see on grandfather clocks, and it means time flies, time flees. And so that message really is for all of us. And in city government, we're about to conclude our first quarter. So March 31st will be the end of our first quarter. Can you believe it is already end of March?
No.
There's a lot we want to accomplish this year. We have a strategic doing framework. We're working on our strategic plan. There's a lot of great things. Some things I can talk about publicly. Others are kind of quiet. You'll find out later.
Still coming.
But I am excited in terms of where we're at. We have a lot of work to do, and we don't have enough time. So this message is for me. It's also for our 3,000-person organization, and it's also for every household in Colorado Springs. The clock is ticking. Make the most of every second, every minute of the day. Make it count, because we don't have all the time in the world. Life is short, but make a difference. Make it count.
That's a wonderful message. I kinda wanna end. So this doesn't make you nervous. It motivates you.
Actually, if I'm being honest.
It makes you nervous. Because it makes me a little nervous.
I do not like this clock. When I opened the box, I actually dropped it.
Tick, tick, tick.
I screamed. I went, ah. Because it scared me.
Yes.
It made me panic a little bit.
Right. But some of that's good, right? Yeah. It's healthy. Keeps us moving.
Exactly.
That's really wonderful. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. I'll see you next time.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Behind the Springs.